Okay, the Beis Yosef in Seif Yud Gimel here quotes a Ramban. The Ramban is in Hilchos Nida LaHaRamban, Perek Hei Halacha Kaf Aleph. The Ramban is Perek Hei Halacha Kaf Aleph. The Ramban discusses a scenario in which a person must take into consideration both a Vest HaChodesh and a Vest HaFlaga, both the day of the month of the last Riyah and the last interval. So the Ramban is talking about a situation where you have both a Vest HaChodesh Einu Kavua and a Vest HaFlaga She'enu Kavua. Neither Vest has been Nikba. So the Ramban writes, La'olam Choshesheth Lebeis Choshesheth Halalu, that a person or woman must be concerned about both of these Choshesheth, namely, Levest HaChodesh Ula HaFlaga. She has to calculate both her most recent Vest HaChodesh and Vest HaFlaga. Ad She'yikba La'echad Mehen Gimel Pa'amim Kedino, until one of them becomes a Vest Kavua, in which case you only need be concerned about that specific Vest Kavua. So then the Ramban gives an example of how do you make such calculations. Ketza. Rasa be'echa b'nisa. So a woman sees Dam initially on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So that is the first Riyah. Ubekafba. And then she sees Dam again on Kaf Nisan. Okay, so she has her Iyasam on Aleph Nisan and her Iyasam on Kaf Nisan. So, Choshesheth La'Aleph B'Iyar, the name Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So, she now initially has to be concerned about the next Vest HaChodesh. So if she saw Dam on Aleph Nisan, then she has to be concerned that Aleph Iyar is going to be the Vest HaChodesh. So she has to be Nohei Prisha on Aleph Iyar as the Yom HaVest. Okay? So she saw Dam on Aleph Nisan, she saw Dam on Kaf Nisan. So now she has to be Choshesh on Aleph Iyar because of that Vest HaChodesh. Okay. The Im Lo Rasa, but if she did not see Dam on Aleph Iyar, meaning the Yom HaVet passes without incident, then Choshesheth L'Tishabo L'Shir HaFlaga Shel Kaf. So now she has to be Choshesheth for the ninth day of Iyar as a Yom HaVet. Why is that? Because that is a HaFlaga. Because from Aleph Nisan to Kaf Nisan is a Haflaga of 20 days, right? Aleph Nisan is 20 days. And now she has to be Choshesh for the next Haflaga of another 20 days. It should be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, which takes you to Tes Iyar. So she has to be Choshesh for the Vest of Chodesh on Aleph Iyar. If that Vest passes without incident, now she has to be Choshesh for Tes as the Haflaga. Okay. Next, Rasa v'Tesbo. So let's say she does now see Dam on Tes. O Shelo Rasa bo. Or for that matter, she doesn't see Dam on Tes Iyar. So whether or not she actually sees Dam on Tes Iyar, Choshesheth L'Kaf B'Iyar. She has to observe a Yom HaVet on Kaf Iyar, which is the best from the previous Kaf. If she saw in Kaf Nisan, that's the Bichoshesh that Kaf Iyar is a Yom HaVet. That is what the Ramban writes. You have to be whether or not she sees Dam on Tes Iyar. She still has to observe Kaf Iyar as a Yom HaVet because she saw Dam on Kaf Nisan. Good? Okay. Now what happens, according to the Ramban, if she does see Dam on Aleph Iyar? She saw Dam on Aleph Nisan, then she saw Dam again on Kaf Nisan, and now she sees Dam on Aleph Iyar. So what is the next vest that she would have to be choshashes for? What would you say? Yeah?
Steel.
Why?
Because she's had two vestas on Rosh Chodesh.
Okay.
The third half we consider to be a third one as well.
And what of it?
The vest will have flugger because it's not 20 days from, if she saw an Aleph and Chaf and an Aleph again.
Right.
So it's not.
So what's the next flugger?
20 days.
So what's the flugger?
Be a case of two
vestas? Well, so we're assuming, the Rabbin assumes, that you have to be choshesh both for a vesta plaga and a vesta chodesh simultaneously until you're koveya one of them. So what the Beis Yosef asks is, the Rabbin essentially says that if you did see dam on Aleph, then you no longer have to be choshesh for a test. If we're not concerned about this aflaga, the 20-day aflaga, why don't she see dam on Yom Aleph? And the Rabban is bothered, why should that be the case? Sorry, the Beis Yosef is bothered, then the Rabban, why should that be the case? Why are you not concerned about this 20-day aflaga just because you saw dam on day Aleph? The assumption of the Beis Yosef question is that, so this aflaga from Aleph becomes the 20-day aflaga. If she sees Dam again in Aleph ER, so that would be a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 day aflaga. Right? But the Beis Yosef asking his question is assuming that if I had a 20 day aflaga followed by a 12 day aflaga, even if these are all Veth She'eino Kavua, the shorter aflaga is not okay the longer haflaga. I mean, the assumption that he tells the question is that a shorter haflaga cannot be okay a longer haflaga, even if it's a vest she'eno kavua. The Beis Yosef, in explaining the Rabban, explains that the Rabban must be assuming that where you see consistently an aleph and aleph, that indicates that the Vesta Chodesh is the more correct Vesta that you need to be concerned about, and in that situation where you are, so to speak, on the way to be Koveya Vesta Chodesh, you're not there yet because you need another E on Aleph Sivan to make that into Vesta Chodesh, but where you already have 2 out of 3, so that indicates that that is the Ikar Vest, and then you no longer have to be concerned about a previous Haflaga. That's the Beis Yosef's interpretation of the Ramban. But if you look in the Ramah, take a look at the Ramah here and see if you get it. The Ramah writes as follows. Ha'isha sharasa chashash es vesta chodesh ulaflaga Ad shetikva la vesta chodesh v'gimel pa'amim or vesta flaga v'dal pa'amim. So if a woman has re'ios as a vest she'ino kavua, so she must simultaneously be chosheshes both for vesta chodesh until your kaveya vest ha'chodesh kavua, which requires 3 re'ios, and you have to be chosesh for the vest ha'flaga until your kaveya a vest ha'flaga, which would require 4 re'ios. Or if you're okir, one of those vestas, kesa. So the Ramah now gives the same example of the Ramban. Rasa ve'echa v'nisan v'kafbo. So a woman sees on Aleph Nisan and Kaf Nisan. Choshashas le'echa v'iyar v'nei Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So now she has to observe Aleph Iyar as a vesta chodesh. Rasa ve'echa v'iyar. Oh, lo rasabo, choshesh is a test beir. Shu yom kaf mir yes yom kaf shirasa. The Ramah writes, not like the Ramban, so it's almost the exact same as the Ramban, but he says that no, you have to be choshesh for this 20-day aflaga, whether or not you see dam on Aleph here. According to the Ramban, the way we have it, you're only concerned about this aflaga if you don't see dam here. The Ramah paskins No, no, we're concerned about this aflaga, whether or not you see dam on aleph ear. So even if you saw dam on aleph ear, which should now create a 12-day aflaga, you still have to be choshish for that initial 20-day aflaga. Okay, that's what the Ramah writes over here. So Vaita, this is Machlokas the Taz and the Shach. The Taz here in Sivkat and Yitaz assumes that the Ramah is correct lahalacha, that you're choshesh for the 20-day aflaga in this scenario, even if you had a riyasam on Aleph Iyar. And the Shach in Sivkat and Lamed Aleph and the Nukudas HaKesef here argues, and he paskins that you only have to be concerned about the 12-day aflaga. So if there's a riyasam on Aleph Iyar, so you're going to be concerned for the next Aleph Sivan, and you're going to be concerned for a haflaga 12 days later, but not for a test year. Okay, so that's the machlokas shach and taz here lalacha, whether we accept the Ramah at face value or the shach amends the psak of the Ramah. The Beis Meir and the Shulchan Aruch Harav over here, Shulchan Aruch Harav here is in, if we can find it, the Shulchan Aruch Harav is in Sifkat and Mem Gimel. So the Alter Rebbe explains that the Ramban, if you look closely, doesn't deny the continued concern about a 20-day aflaga. Meaning, the Shach understood that if you had a 20-day aflaga between Aleph Nisan and Kaf Nisan, so even if the woman is going to see Dam and Aleph Iyar, she still has to observe that 20-day aflaga on Tess. Right? So she would, in theory, observe the 20-day aflaga on Tess. And so if you're concerned about the original 20-day aflaga, then you would have to observe a Vesta aflaga on Tess here. So the way we were understanding the Ramban, but according to the Ramban, if there's a Ria on day Aleph here, you no longer have to be concerned about that 20-day aflaga. So far, so good? No? The way we understood the Ramban, simply reading the Ramban as we read it, is that if a woman sees dam on Aleph Iyar, so since she now established a 12-day aflaga, she no longer has to be concerned about this 20-day aflaga. And therefore, Tess Iyar is not a Yom HaVest. Okay. The Alter Rebbe thinks that's not exactly what the Ramban meant. The Ramban still requires an observance of a 20-day aflaga. But he says you have to start counting that 20-day aflaga from Aleph Iyar. So if she sees dam on Aleph Iyar, so she now has to start a 20-day aflaga and observe Yom HaVes on Kaf Iyar. Because the Ramban fundamentally acknowledges that a shorter haflaga cannot uproot a longer haflaga, even if it is a vest she'enu kavua. Yeah.
You have to be choshish for the shorter haflaga as well?
You would have to be choshish for the shorter haflaga as well, yes.
So you have two vests.
Correct. So if there's a ri on day aleph, there's a 12-day aflaga, they'd have to be choshesh on day 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, on your days, and then you'd be choshesh on day kaf as well.
Okay.
So that is the position of the Beis Meir and the Alter Rebbe, that that a hafluga kitzara is not oker a hafluga aruka. So in the contemporary svarim, they recommend being choshesh for the position of the Beis Meir, which would mean that a woman has to cheshvin, when does she have the longest vest? Meaning a woman, in theory, could have, at one time that had a could have had a hafluga of 32 days, and usually she has a hafluga of 28 days, or 27 days, or 26 days, not a vest kavua. So she would have to be concerned until such point as she becomes a mislekas damim, until she becomes pregnant. So then you continue to be concerned about that longer hafluga. Rabbi Willig, when he used to give shiurim on Nida, when I heard him give shiurim, used to say that you should be choshesh for the Beis Meir. Apparently in recent years he is less convinced of that necessity. But in the Kirsus Farm in general, they recommend being choshesh. Rabbi Karp discusses how long you have to be choshesh. So until you definitely once you become pregnant, you're mislek of thamin, so you don't have to be choshesh for old aflagas anymore. See, discusses maybe you only have to be choshesh up to a year, but he thinks that that year is quote something like that from Rabbi Yashiv, but he thinks that a year is arbitrary. You have 3 months has a halachic significance, but where does the year come from? So that's a discussion in the contemporary Sfarim, to what extent you have to be choshesh for this Beis Meir and Alter Rebbe, that you have to be conscious of the longest haflaga that you had, even if you're in general, only operating with a vest she'eino kavua. Okay, the Piskei Tshuva here in Sukkot and Tes, of course, a machlokas between, of course, the Tshuva's Noz Behuda, and the Noz Behuda quoted someone who suggested that when it comes to calculating a haflaga, the haflaga is calculated based on the ona, not based on the day. Okay, and the Noz Behuda disputes that, which is how we generally assume, meaning that we generally assume that, let's take our case over here, so you had a Riyas Adam on day on Alf Nisan, and you had a Riyas Adam on Kaf Nisan. So that creates a haflaga of 20 days. It doesn't make a difference whether your Riyas Sadam and Aleph Nisan was at night or in the daytime, nor does it make a difference whether the Riyas Sadam on Kaf Nisan was at night in the daytime. That creates a Haflaga of 20 days, and then you'd be Choshesh again on Tes Iyar for the Ona that you saw Dam in on Kaf. So if you saw Dam and Aleph Nisan at night, and you saw Dam and Kaf Nisan in the daytime, so you'd be choshesh as the vest hafloga for Tes Iyar in the daytime. If you saw Dam Aleph Nisan in the daytime and Kaf Nisan at nighttime, then you'd be choshesh for the vest of Tes Iyar in the nighttime ona. So you calculate based on the day, and then the ona of record is the last ona which you saw Dam. The position that the Noz Behuda disputes says, no, you calculate onos. So if a woman saw Dam at the night of Aleph Nisan, and then she sees Dam again the daytime of Kaf Nisan, so then you have your cheshvening based on onos, so you're cheshvening 14 onos in the first week, the 28 onos through the second week, and 30, 32, 34, 36, 38, and what I said she saw in the daytime, that would be 40. Then you have a haflaga of 40 onos, and then you would calculate 40 onos later. So depending on whether So even if a woman saw Dam and Aleph and Kaf, depending whether it was a night ono or a day ono, in theory the Vesta Flaga could turn out to be on Yudir, depending on how you calculate onos. So that position is generally not accepted. And we calculate Flaga based on the day, not based on the ona. And the ona of record is going to be the last ona on which a woman saw Dam. Okay, we discussed previously.
I hope I'm not jumping, but then again, we're at the end anyways.
Yes, not so jumping, but we're not going to have time to talk about Vesta Kvizos.
Well done. In terms of going overseas, I know we discussed that at the very beginning.
Yeah.
In terms of skipping count.
Right.
When traveling time zones, how does that play in?
Yes, I think we generally assume that it's based on where you are, meaning you have to chesed vestos based on where you are and not based on hours. Although if you assume like the position that under the disputes that you chesed based on onos, so then you could hear more that you may, well, even then, I think bottom line is still chesed based where you are now. Dayline is a more complicated shayla as relates to Shiva Nakiyam. And presumably as it relates to Vestos also. That is a discussion. Right, so there may be, there are positions where if you skip or add a day, so that's going to have consequences. If you cross the day line, there are consequences for Vestos. Okay, so we discussed previously in Siman Kuf Pei Daled, the din of a misalekes damim, that a woman is hoker ubra, so after the third month of pregnancy, so then she doesn't have to be choshesh or vestos anymore. We discussed among contemporary poskim whether if a woman is medically proven to be pregnant, whether she has a status of misalekes damim. We noted that the general consensus of poskim is that a woman during her first trimester must still be chosheshes for vestos, even if medically she knows herself to be pregnant. And apparently the reality is that it's not uncommon for women in the first trimester to see blood on occasion. There is a somewhat related discussion in contemporary poskim. What is the vestos responsibility of a woman who her cycle is regulated by a pill, and she's taking a pill in such a way that she does not expect to see Dam during the normal time? So she's on a pill that's going to prevent the onset of a period. So is that enough to change the calculation of vestos so that she's essentially a mistilekas damim and does not have to be concerned about vestos? So Rav Avadya discusses this in Chelek Aleph, page Kuf Tazayin. Rav Avadya assumes that in Ikar Adin, you don't have to be chosheshes in this situation for vestos, even though it may be appropriate to be machmir. And he notes, by way of analogy, a din that we kind of glossed over in Siman Kuf Pei Daled, Seif Ches. So there, the Machaber Paskins, Haisa Nechbeis B'machba, the Nepapa, if a woman is in hiding because of fear, V'giya Shas Vesta, Eina Choshesh Asla. So if a woman is in a situation that is inducing fear, so that has certain physiological ramifications, and a woman in this extremely fearful situation doesn't have to be Choshesh Asla for her normal Vestos, because the Pachad makes her into a misalekas damim. That's the din here in the Mechaber based on the Rashba, based on the Gemara. The Rama says lechachila she's still required for the Dika. Okay, so Rav Avadya writes that if a woman is on a pill that prevents her from seeing dam, that is no worse than, and arguably much better than, a situation of nefes b'makba. The woman is in a fearful situation, so then it's difficult to prove definitively that that fear is going to prevent her from seeing dam. But if a woman is on a pill, so there our medical knowledge indicates, depending on the situation, that the pill has a generally indisputable effect, and she's not going to see dam. Such that even if the Ramah, even though the Ramah is machmir in the case of nefes b'makba, that a woman should lechachila require bedika, but you wouldn't even have to go that far in the case of the pill, because there's no expectation or no concern that she's going to be dam, see dam, and she has the status of a misalekas damim. Rav Avadya quotes, as other Achronim do, a tshuva in the Radbaz. Tshuvas HaRadbaz, Chelek Ches, Simen Kuf Lamed Dalet. So the Radbaz was asked about a woman who drinks some kind of a mashke that prevents the onset of her vest. The Radbaz was asked, what ramifications does that have for Hilchos Vestos? So in that situation, the Radbaz says that he thinks at least you should be choshesh for the first vest that comes. So you'd have to be poresh for the first vest that you encounter and require a bedika. But after you establish three times the effectiveness of this mashka, so then you would not require bedika anymore. That's the Radbaz, Chelechas Simen Kuf Lamed Daled, that this mashka is not enough to automatically uproot any chashash for a vest, but once you're mafsik, the mashka is being effective, then you don't have to be chosheshes further, and you don't require any further bedika. So Rav Avadya writes, the Rav Avadya presumably is talking about a more rudimentary technology or medicinal potion than what we have, but our pills are much more effective than whatever the Rav Avadya may have had, and therefore you have the right to be mako, not to even require a prisha during the first vest. Again, Rav Avadya thinks lechachila machmir tavla bracha, but mikra adin, you have the right to treat such a woman as a misulekes damin. So paskins Rav Uzner in the Tshuvas. Tshuvas Shevet Levi Chelek Dalid Simen Sadi Tes Ov Tes. Tshuvas Shevet Levi Chelek Dalid Simen Sadi Tes Ov Tes. The Rav Uzner quotes it to Rav Uzner as well, and his note to Lahakel. Even though in the Shiurim he's a little less convinced about being Mako across the board. Rav Schechter thinks that you have the right to be Mekel here, that she's a bona fide Nisalekas Damim. Among the Machmirim, if you look in Tshuvas Minchas Yitzchak Chelek Aleph Simen Kuf Kaf Zayin, Minchas Yitzchak Chelek Aleph Simen Kuf Kaf Zayin, so he's not so convinced about the Mekel here, but the bulk of his argument centers on the reliability of doctors. So this is something we've encountered in the writings of the Minchas Yitzchak in the past, and we discussed this in the hysterectomy tshuva. But Dayan Weiss is somewhat skeptical, about the reliability of doctors to represent that just because a woman is on a pill, she's not going to see dam. And he has some other cheshbonos as well. But he is nota lahachmir that such a pill would not remove or would not obviate the requirement to be chosheshes for the standard vestos. Rabbi Karp also in the Mishmeres HaTara, page Shin Kaf Aleph, is in the camp of the Machmirim, based on the simple reading of the Radbaz, without distinguishing between the Radbaz's medicine and our medicine. He thinks that it's appropriate to be Machmir. Okay, so that's a discussion in contemporary poskim. The flip discussion is, let's say a woman is on a standard combined pill where she takes a placebo let's say standardly every fourth week. So she knows that once she starts taking the placebo, she's going to have a re-estam. So what does that create in terms of Vesta? So the contemporary poets discuss that in the context of there's a notion of Vesta chilos, that if a woman eats certain foods and she always sees dam after eating those foods, then that creates a vest. So here, it's somewhat analogous to that. Here it's when you stop, essentially stop taking the pill, and a woman knows that when she stops taking the pill, she's going to have re-estam within a certain amount of time. So whether or not you formally call what vest you formally call that, but the general approach and what's sensible is that if a woman stops taking the pill and she knows that she's going to see dam within a certain window of time, so they obviously should be parish once that window begins. So whether that window is presumably not less than a day and a half after taking the last active pill, a day and a half, 2 days, so whatever that window is after which a woman has to be chosheshes or is likely going to see dam, so for that entire window, presumably they should be parish. Most of the other Vestas discussed, right, I guess we haven't discussed the Vesta Guf, which is relevant. Most of the other Vestas in Tinnikos Petas are slightly less relevant. Vesta Ones. I guess we'll stop here. Okay, it's been fun.